I guess you can thank the explorers, miners, and roughnecks who built the Transcontinental Railroad for some frisky names on Utah's map. Consider these: Drunkard's Wash up in Coal Country, Peter Sinks, that's an icy natural sinkhole at 8,100 feet, and Molly's Nipple. Well, excuse me, please, but there are evidently several Molly's Nipples on Utah's map, supposedly named by explorer John Kitchen to honor his wife. Wow. Utah is a Joseph's coat of names. As a newcomer to the state, I keep Wikipedia and a map handy as I listen to UPR news and weather. Some names flow from the Book of Mormon, some from partial melding of ancestral names, while others, I surmise, from romantic dashboard-like memories of music from the 1980s. Think Journey meets U2. I've encountered a Walmart checker named Arda, a credit union teller named Skyler, and brothers Bridger and Sawyer. Also, I've read an obituary for a San Pete County official named Orange Frederick Peel. Yep, Orange Peel. Forgive me, I graduated from NYU, not BYU. I've lived in 6 states, moving to Utah 2 years ago. Very quickly, I learned that my name, John Taylor, has a backstory. First, the CVS pharmacist told me, then the air conditioner repairman, and then Margaret, who runs a used bookstore in Hurricane. It seems nearly everyone, the 2 Mormons of every 3 Utah residents, everyone educates me on my namesake, who was the 3rd prophet tucked behind Joseph Smith and Brigham Young in establishing the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The prophet Taylor died on the same month and day as my birth. My family roots are in Ireland, where he preached. Prophet Taylor had been a Methodist, as had I. He worked the fields, and I milked cows in Wisconsin. He wrote a book and edited newspapers. Me too. My wife says we resemble each other. Prophet Taylor had 8 wives, so I'll cut my one is enough bride some slack on her definitely dubious claim. One thing is certain, my days of describing myself as just another John in Utah, those days are history. From St. George, this is John Taylor, wishing you a joyful day.